Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 53, Stand Firm. Galatians 5:1. For freedom Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery. Ephesians 6:10-18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and, as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance. End of verses. Scripture admonishes those who are saved to stand firm. Note that the instruction is not to march and conquer, but to stand. Jesus has already conquered and won the victory, Colossians 2:8-15. We need to stand firm in that victory. In Ephesians 6:13-18, above, we are given a word picture of how we are to stand firm with the whole armor of God for protection. This word picture shows us many of the provisions God has made for us to be victorious. Bullet point, the belt of truth. The main weapon of the devil and demons is lies. Knowing truth protects us from their lies. The main truth we know is that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, who died to redeem sinners and who rose from the dead. Know the truth and stand firm in it. Bullet point, the breastplate of righteousness. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, our sins are forgiven and we are made righteous before God, 1 John 1:9. Accusations to the contrary are false. Stand firm in the righteousness that is ours through Jesus. Also see chapters 29, 30, 31, 32, and 42. Bullet point. Shoes, the readiness given by the gospel of peace. We now have peace with God through Jesus, Romans 5:1. We should stand firm in that peace and be ready to share the good news, the gospel of peace, with others, 1 Peter 3:15. Bullet point, the shield of faith. Having firm faith in God and his promises enables us to extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. Stand firm in faith. Also see chapter 35, faith. Bullet point, the helmet of salvation. Nothing in all creation can separate us from God's love, Romans 8:31-39. Stand firm in the hope of salvation, 1 Thessalonians 5:8. Bullet point, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We should know Scripture and stand firm with it. Speak specific verses aloud to help you stand firm. Jesus shows us how in Matthew 4:1-11. Stand firm with the word of God. Bullet point, praying at all times in the Spirit. We should always be in communication with God. Never stop praying, 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Also see chapter 24, prayer. Bullet point, keep alert with all perseverance. Standing firm requires that we always pay attention. As Jesus himself said, be on guard, be alert, Mark 13:33, NIV. End of bullet points. Thank you, God, for the victory that is ours as we stand firm in Jesus with the whole armor of God. For further reflection, Philippians 1:27-28, standing firm in one spirit. 2 Thessalonians 2:15, stand firm. A book reference, Sit, Walk, Stand, by Watchman Nee. Another book reference, The Overcoming Life, by D.L. Moody.